You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome in to another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Warren. It's at Jim Warren's MTM on Twitter, MusicCityMiracles.com. Saturday, March 9th. It's been a minute since we've done a podcast. So I wanted to hop on real quick as free agency is about to start. The negotiating window, we won't call it legal tampering because that's an oxymoron, that opens on Monday. So Monday at 11 o'clock in Tennessee, so Central Time. God's time, that's when that window opens. So we will see a lot of stuff that comes out amazingly right at the beginning of that. These players are not allowed to talk to other teams until that starts, but somehow these deals get done very quickly right when that opens. So the Titans should be at the forefront of moves, and I don't think they're going to go necessarily crazy spending in the first wave of free agency, but with $80+ million in cap space and so many needs, they're going to be out there. They're going to be acquiring players. I don't think that this is going to be one of those times where we don't see them do anything for 2 or 3 days. I think they'll be in the mix early, and then probably like second and third wave, they'll still be signing players. Just again, they have cap space. They have needs all over the place. So there's a lot for them to do between now and the draft, and then in the draft and all those things. So they've got a lot of work to do. A couple things that I've been watching over the last few weeks, getting ready, Stacking the Inbox, Zach Lyons does a fantastic job with that. It's like $5 a month. If you haven't subscribed to that, you should, because he does so much good stuff, so many deep dives into things that, he has the time to do, and he does them really, really well. So if you haven't been checking that out, check that out. He's done a couple of free agency things that are really good and really get you ready for free agency, the process, all the different terms and all that kind of stuff. Check that out. And then he and Braden on 440 Sports, Braden Gall, went through the starters that the Titans have on both sides of the ball. And, I mean, go watch that. I think it was two different shows that they did, one for defense, one for offense, but was really good. And, again, just lays out the needs that the Titans have because – again, you look across the board, and there's not really a position group where the Titans don't need to add something as it sits right now, right? I mean, there's really not a group. You can't name one. Because, I mean, obviously they have their quarterback, but they need a backup quarterback. They, you know, Ty J. Spears is a good running back. They have him, but they got to have somebody else. Because, I mean, Derrick Henry is not coming back, I don't think. And, again, you know, we've seen multiple reports of Derrick Henry's probably not coming back. Derrick Henry's probably not coming back. We've known that for a minute now. Every time somebody reports it, it's like it's brand new all over again. But They need depth there. They need receivers. They need offensive linemen. They need defensive linemen. They need edge guys. They need inside linebackers. They need corners. They need safeties. I mean, so like at every level, at every spot, they need somebody. So they've got a lot of work to do. Obviously, they have the draft coming up, and they'll get some good players there. So they'll fill some spots there. But, you know, with the money that they have, I think they will be very aggressive in trying to get some good players in before they get to the draft. And then you can kind of reset the board based on needs, based on what you've done. One of the things that we thought would happen that hasn't happened yet is that they would cut Andre Dillard. They have until the beginning of the league year, and then I think like $3 million of his salary for 2024 becomes guaranteed. They have to take eat a lot of money if they cut him. But, you know, with his performance last year, we all kind of thought it was a foregone conclusion. I think that if the same group, if Vrabel and them were back, I think they probably would have cut him. But maybe Callahan sees something. Maybe there's been conversations behind the scenes that we don't know about something that was going on last year. And, you know, Bill Callahan thinks that he can turn Andre Dillard into a good player. Because what I will say is, you know, Dillard wasn't great in Philadelphia, but he was pretty good. And he came here and he was terrible. So there was something there, something that didn't work for whatever reason. And maybe they think they have a serviceable player in him and they can salvage something there. And you don't have to have as big of a need. I don't know. I don't know. I don't pretend to know what goes on behind the scenes. I don't like to question effort, but it really looked like at times that Dillard was not playing with very much effort last year. Maybe there was a reason for that, something going on. I mean, we forget sometimes these guys are humans. They have things that go on that affect their play on the field. And so who knows? Who knows? Maybe there was something going on that we're not privy to, and they think they can fix it. They can turn him into a good player. It's crazy because he's like the fourth highest cap number on the team this year, which is just crazy when you think about it. I mean, it tells you a couple things. Number one, they paid a lot of money for him, which again, I've said, I don't kill them for that because they had that need last year. They had to do it. That was fine. He was the best guy. He looked like the best guy on the market. They paid to get him here. It didn't work out. Okay, whatever. It also tells you the Titans don't have very many big contracts on the books, and we've known that. I mean, a lot of stuff rolled off, especially, you know, Tannehill and Henry this past year, and so that's why they have so much money to spend. They don't have a lot of guys currently that they want to re-sign at this point that they want to give big deals to. So again, it's a lot of work. It honestly reminds me a lot of when John Robinson came in, and I mean, again, that's what you see, right, when things go poorly. You get a new general manager. Rand Carthon had the disadvantage of coming in a year where they didn't have very much cap space. But most of the time you'll have cap space because the team's really bad. That wasn't the case last year. It's the case now. And so he has a chance. Rand Carthon really has a chance to put his stamp on this team, how he wants to build it through the draft, through free agency. And again, you know, John Robinson had the luxury when he came in of the Titans having the second pick in the draft and not wanting to draft a quarterback. So he was able to trade down, pick up extra picks, build that way. You know, hit on some, missed on some. Obviously, as it went on, missed on more than he hit on. But Rand Carthon doesn't have the draft capital that Robinson had, but he has cap space and all that stuff. So anyway, there's going to be a lot to do over the next few weeks, and it's all starting up now. I mean, that's the great thing about the NFL is there's not a whole lot of downtime. You know, these things happen very quickly, and we move from the Super Bowl to free agency to the draft. I mean, really, Super Bowl, bowl games for college players, combine, free agency, draft. I mean, it just kind of keeps going, and there's never a lull. So that part of it is fun. And it gets us through some times where there's not a whole lot else going on in the sports world. So anyway, like I said, it all starts Monday morning, at least Central Time, Monday morning. So be sure to be plugged in. We'll have you covered at Music City Miracles. Check that out. We'll have a tracker up and all those things. We'll get all those things posted on Monday morning so that you can follow everything that goes on there. I'll be doing podcasts, you know, periodically as signings are made. Maybe just jump on, talk about something real quick, or, you know, take a day and recap everything that happened in that day. So Home Run Throwback, just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be a little bit more regular here as we go through free agency and the draft, and then obviously there'll be a little bit of a lull as we get into, you know, OTAs and all that stuff. And then the summer's really the only part that's really dead before training camp starts. So anyway, that's everything we got going on right now. Hope everybody's doing well. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.